movies, music, television, and more. This is
Entertainment.
Rebooted.
Only on WZIP.
What's up to all of our listeners? I'm the one and only Jason Penn, and you are tuned in to Entertainment Rebooted. What's in store for you today is the explanation of this infamous rap beef between Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole. The rap game just won't go cold and has heated up with the change of the seasons. These two rap legends sprung into arguments. Hopefully, they'll have it settled in their respective studios. Not too long ago, there was a song put out by Metro Boomin, Future, and Kendrick Lamar. It's called Like That. As the song goes on, there is a very aggressive Kendrick Lamar waiting in the shadows to go for his turn on the diss track. There's a big three believed amongst all fans in the music industry of Drake, J. Cole, and Kendrick Lamar. I feel like these three are definitely trying to settle for that top spot. J. Cole and Drake sit in a realm of music where it seems to be them two alone, but that is due to the fact Kendrick Lamar doesn't put out music all the time. When he does drop music, he reclaims the spot every time. J. Cole and Drake also recently went on tour together. Where was Kendrick when they had that tour? I wonder if Kendrick Lamar felt some type of way about that, or did he even feel it at all? Cole and Kendrick is an endless argument. They both have resumes to prove it. I feel like Drake is the only consistent in this argument in the sense that nobody really has a problem with him. As you look at the song, Like That, Kendrick got to his verse, and he said he still has PTSD. This is the big three. Nah, there's no big three, it's just big me. He said, I'm really like that. He said, your best work is a light pack. Prince outlives Mike Jack. To me, when I saw that line, it's about 2 minutes into the song. Personally, I feel like Kendrick feels his work is better. But also, it's like the slow and steady wins the race type of thing. Because Prince did outlive Mike Jack. Those are two music legends. A lot of people view Michael Jackson as a legend. Some people view Prince as a legend. These two coincided in the same universe. But we both know Mike Jack and Prince had a beef. Granted, they were low-key the same artist. So the next line goes, burn for all you dogs getting buried. That's a K with all these nines. He's going to see Pet Cemetery. That's a play on words with Drake's album, For All the Dogs, you know what I mean? And J. Cole was featured on there a few times. They're going to see Pet Cemetery. I feel like Kendrick Lamar is going to settle the beef in a way in which there's going to be a diss track or a song put out where there's nothing they can do. That's really up to the fans to decide. Me personally, I don't have a side to pick in this one. I feel all three of them are legends in their own right, all have different music, and you can play any of them in any rotation. Yes, there's one with platinum records with no features. There's another one still making music today, and Kendrick drops when he drops. You can't put a timetable on greatness. You feel me? So with that, you have Kendrick, you have J. Cole, Drake. They're teaming up on him, but Kendrick seems to be handling this. And as soon as this beef I went over with the song, recently, J. Cole apologized for putting out a diss track in response to Kendrick. That probably won't look good for J. Cole's argument in this case, and you know Kendrick Lamar is somewhere celebrating his victory. Let's just leave it at that.